of course, you couldn't resist bringing up the Eagles and winning a Super Bowl championship because you're an Eagles fan. So anyway, we have Emery. We have Emery Hunt here, my friend who's done shows with and is a regular guest here on this program. You can find him on Twitter at FBallGamePlan. He's a CEO and founder and analyst at Football Game Plan. He calls games. He does analysis here on Sundays on the Football Lineup Lock Show. So first of all, Emery, thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate you guys having me on.
So, look, we're going to talk about these quarterbacks for the next 2.5 months and beyond. But I did think that Jimmy Garoppolo thing started to put things into motion for me as I started to try to figure out where guys would land. And I think personally, while Kirk Cousins will get his money, the market will be a little bit softer on him than people suspect, simply because I think there's enough available rookie quarterbacks that you can get at a much bigger bargain than Kirk Cousins that can conceivably lead a team moving forward. For example, the Browns. Why not just develop your own guy at a much cheaper price than plugging in a $30 million quarterback to maybe get you to the playoffs? That's just sort of my thought process. But what I want to ask you, how many of these rookies do you think will step in and start right away? I know you're not going to know where they're going, but you got Darnold, Rosen, Allen, Baker, Lamar Jackson, and possibly more. Who do you think can step in and start right away, or who do you expect to?
That's a great question, because you look at teams that need quarterbacks. Let's say starting at number two, the Giants need a quarterback. Jets could use one. You can make a strong case for San Francisco. You can make a strong case for Minnesota. I heard you guys talking earlier about Minnesota, but Jacksonville needs one. So I think there's probably room for one to start right away. And that'll probably be with the Jets. So if I had to choose, I would say a guy like Lamar Jackson, because of his athleticism and what he can do from the pocket. I think how he plays within the pocket is vastly underrated. He's better throwing in the pocket than he is outside the pocket. But I think he gives someone the best chance to win right away. Because he can do things that a lot of these other quarterbacks in this draft class can't. But I only think there's one spot that really can use a guy that can start stepping right away. And if you're looking at a veteran spot, Denver, I think, is the ideal spot for a veteran. I don't think they'll go rookie. I don't think they'll go rookie high. So I think they may be the veteran spot, while the Jets may be the rookie spot.
Emery, my man, with the Lamar Jackson love. Let me ask you, because people are all over the place on Lamar Jackson, and I think you're getting a lot of people who are all over the place with Josh Allen as well. There's a lot of people, there are some people who think he's the number one quarterback. There are some people who think that he's a guarantee bust. When you look at these two quarterbacks, who do you have higher, and what is it that you're able to separate between the two?
Lamar Jackson grayed out extremely high for me. He's the one that graded out. I use number grade. So he graded out with a 90. The next best quarterback, which I have Sam Darnold, graded out with 79.5. So that's how far and ahead Lamar Jackson graded out on film. Josh Allen is my 7th rated quarterback. And I think when people look at Josh Allen, I think they're just responding to the hype that's out there with him coming from the media. But when you break down this game, he's not a terrible football player. He's just madly inconsistent. He's a stronger arm version of Josh McCown. So are you going to take a guy like Josh McCown? Let's say Josh McCown at his best. Would you take the best version of Josh McCown in the first round? I think the answer would be no. So I think that's where I have to find where you would rather Josh Allen go in the draft. And also, I think he's the type of guy that you have to keep on a pitch count. You know, you don't want him throwing the ball any more than 22 to 25 times a game, because that's when it's going to become an adventure.
He sounds like the more athletic Blake Bortles to me. But you made an important distinction there that I think a lot of people in the mainstream media, right, the guys that work at, you know, the ESPNs, the Bleacher Report, they're continuing to put Josh Allen very high. I think a lot of that has to do with what they're hearing back from NFL teams, because the NFL is enamored by a guy that just looks like Josh Allen, and they're probably a lot more skeptical on a guy that looks like Lamar Jackson. But you said it there, the the huge gap that you have for Lamar between the rest of these guys. But if there, what is the one thing perhaps that worries you about a Lamar Jackson? Because, I mean, he comes out of 90, so if he's not 100, that means there's always things to improve on. So is there a specific thing? Mike mentioned the potential for injury, which I think is a fair criticism. Is there something for you that you say, if he fixes this, that 90 goes to 100?
I think for him, it's just throwing well on the move outside the pocket. I think that's where his growth can happen, because outside the pocket, the accuracy runs hot and cold. But inside the pocket, he has time to set his feet, square up his base, and deliver an accurate shot anywhere on the field. So he's complete from everywhere else except throwing on the move. I know that's contrary to popular belief, but when you watch him, everybody automatically thinks he just takes off and runs. But this guy is a polished passer, and is coming out of a pro-style offensive attack with Bobby Petrino. And I think when you see him throw on a move, everything, his mechanics gets out of whack, as most quarterbacks that throw on a move tend to do. But because he is such an athletic guy, he plays a fast game. And when you throw on a move, you have to really take your time to square up your fundamentals and get an accurate ball off. Because he's so explosive, it's tough for him to do that. But if he can improve there, I think that can push him up to 100, you know. But right now, that's why I have him graded, because he's the only quarterback, to be honest, that strikes fear in the heart of a defensive coordinator, because you can't guard the quarterback that makes it an 11-on-11 game. It throws everything off from a numbers perspective.
Look, I think if he can prove that he can be a strictly pocket passer or predominantly pocket passer, I think he's going to win people over through this process. I think he is the guy that through this process has the most to gain. Josh Allen has sort of been thrown into this hype machine, and he completes 56% of his passes. That concerns me. I tend to think, just my own feeling, that Sam Darnold is going to win out through all of this. Do you agree with it? He ends up being the first guy taken.
Well, you know, it's a layered discussion because you talked about a little bit earlier how the NFL likes a certain type of quarterback.
Yeah,
they like the certain quarterback's look, and that's why you have a Blake Bortles going well before a Teddy Bridgewater. You know, that's why you have a Mitch Trubisky going well ahead of a Deshaun Watson and a Pat Mahomes. So yes, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Baker Mayfield may all go before Lamar Jackson, simply based off how they look, which is unfortunate, because if it's about taking the best player, then Jackson should be. I find it funny because people go above and beyond talking about Michael Vick, and they have NFL Network special top 10 Vick plays, and everything is Michael Vick, and Michael Vick went first overall. And here you have a more polished version of Vick. They don't talk about him. And so, I mean, when Vick came out of Virginia Tech, he was mediocre at best at throwing the
ball. Totally
inaccurate
passer.
Just ran a 4-2 and helped lead his team through a championship game. But I think with Sam Darnold, and let's look at how these guys performed in big games. Lamar Jackson made Florida State look like Toledo. And Florida State had numerous draft picks, first-round draft picks and second-round picks on that defense. Sam Darnold played a big game against Penn State as a freshman, but then didn't do anything else after that on a big game stage. Josh Rosen, I don't know why people are glossing over his inability or ineffectiveness in big games. And Baker Mayfield has been up and down, had a big win over Ohio State, didn't do well in the playoffs the last 2 years. So I don't understand the hype. And Josh Allen, we already know how terrible he has performed in big game situations throughout the course of his career.
I'm out on Big 12 quarterbacks, just for the record. I don't want to draft one in the first round. Baker, Mason Rudolph, you guys can keep them. That's just where I'd be if I was a fan of a team. By the way, Kevin, you said that Josh Allen is a more athletic Blake Bortles. I can bash Blake Bortles seven ways from Sunday. He's really athletic.
Yeah, no, I gotta give him Josh Allen's credit for that. Not to say that Blake Bortles isn't athletic. I think Josh Allen's probably more athletic. I think that they're...
That would be tough. I mean, I know he's got a lot of tricks in his bag.
Okay,
but
here's the thing. If Blake Bortles is more athletic than Josh Allen, then what are we doing? Because this guy's going to go in the top 10.
Why did Blake Bortles go in the top 10?
I don't know.
Right?
I do know.
That's what Emery's here to answer. Am I right, Emery? Am I right in saying that if there's one thing you can't bash Bortles about, is his athleticism?
Right, because remember, Bortles coming out of high school was getting recruited as a tight end. So there's Josh Allen, when you watch him run, I mean, Josh Allen has some escapability. He's a strong guy. He breaks some tackles. I think both guys are fairly athletic. I'd be interested to see who's the fastest. So I want to see what Josh Allen runs in the 40-yard dash. But, I mean, as far as all this is concerned, that's the difference where Allen literally has a technical arm that can go end zone to end zone.
Mm. Emery, besides these quarterbacks, right, because they're going to get all of the hype. Who are some of these other guys that you're looking at the top of the draft that you're saying, no matter the spot, this guy is going to succeed? Who is kind of your guy other than, you know, these quarterbacks?
I would say Rashad Penny out of San Diego State.
Mm.
When you watch him run the football, and I know you guys probably remember how Willis McGahee looked at Miami pre-injury, right?
Yeah.
There's something smooth and easy about Penny's game, and the fact that he stepped into that role after Donnell Pumphrey went on to the NFL and ran over 2,000 yards. You can't even name the quarterback or the receivers on San Diego State team, which tells you that people knew this guy was getting the football, and all you had to do was stop Penny, and you stop San Diego State, and no one was able to do that all season long. And I think the way he is able to pick and slide his way through a lane and then accelerate through it and then outrun angles and outrun the secondary, that's the home run hitter you want. I think an ideal spot for him would be Seattle. They need a bell cow back. You need someone that can really flip field position and hit the home run. I think that's the type of player that can succeed anywhere, but I would selfishly want him to go to Seattle.
So we're here with Emery Hunt. He's on Twitter at FBallGamePlan, CEO and founder and analyst at Football Game Plan. One more question from Kevin, and then we're going to get out of here.
Emery, then let me just ask you on that note, because this running back class is being praised as deeper than last year's class, and we know how good that class was. So if I can get a guy Penny late, if I can get Ronald Jones late, Josh Adams late, is Saquon Barkley, when it's all said and done, going to get overdrafted regardless of how good he is, just because of how much value you can find in the later rounds with these running backs this year?
See, people have to stop thinking like that in terms of, I could pass on Barkley because I can get a guy like, Rashad Penny late, because you can't game the draft. That thought process would work if you knew who everyone was going to pick. Let's say if you're the Browns, right, and you want to pass on Barkley and try to get a Sony Michel later. What if you pass on Barkley and then in the middle part of the first round, five running backs go? Something weird happens before you get the second pick. But so I've always been of the mindset that you take the best players when you can. And if you have a chance to take the best running back, take them. So if you're the Browns, you have a chance to take the best running back. Even though Penny is great, Michelle is great, Walton is great, Ronald Jones is great, all those guys are great backs. But if you have the chance to take the best one out the bunch, taken, because you don't know who's going to trade up, who's going to take what by the next time you pick.
Yeah, well, that's how you lose totally 16 fair. Games. Yeah, that's how you lose 16 games in one season. So, good stuff from Emery Hunt, as always. I promise next time we will avoid talking about the quarterbacks. We did get to another position finally, but you can find Emery on FBall on Twitter at FBallGamePlan. Good stuff from him, as always. Emery, thanks. We'll talk to you again soon. It's Mike and Kevin on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be back on the network after this.